What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
In Depth, The Struggle Facing Big Box Supermarkets in China. Published in Caixin Global, October 20th, 2023. Written by Ding Yi and Sun Yanran. Read for you by Sarah Koudoulakos. China's big box supermarkets are running into trouble. Carrefour China, once the country's largest foreign supermarket chain with nearly 260 stores in 2017, had less than 150 stores remaining at the end of last year. In Beijing, it is currently down to running one of its last outlets, with shoppers taking to social media last month to post photos of rows of empty shelves and refrigerators. Financial trouble is also reflected in the first half results of China's 13 publicly traded supermarket operators, among which 5 reported year-on-year losses, while 3 posted revenue declines despite making a profit, according to their earnings reports. In the first 3 quarters of this year, retail sales at China's supermarkets decreased by 0.4% year-on-year, even though nationwide retail sales of consumer goods increased by 6.8%. According to data from the National Bureau of Statistics, NBS, released Wednesday. By comparison, online retail sales rose by 11.6%, while retail sales at major convenience stores, professional stores, specialty stores, and department stores all registered single-digit growth, NBS data showed. A broader depression has been weighing on the country's supermarket sector, especially for big-box retailers that are fighting the rising tide of competition from online shopping platforms and smaller physical stores. This comes even as COVID controls, which at times severely limited people from purchasing goods in physical stores, were lifted late last year. Lackluster results from digitization. Over the past several years, China's e-commerce giants have made big investments in supermarket chains as they try to marry online and physical retail resources as part of their new retail strategies. One eye-popping transaction was made by Alibaba Group Holding Limited, which in 2017 spent 22.4 billion Hong Kong dollars, 2.9 billion US, to acquire 36.16% of Sun Art Retail Group Limited, China's leading supermarket operator known for running the RT Mart chain. As part of the deal, Alibaba said at the time that it would use its new retail ecosystem to help Sun Art expedite its digitization, integrate its online and offline operations, and improve its order fulfillment efficiency. 6 months after the deal's announcement, RT Mart completed a digital makeover that allowed a quarter of its then 400 stores to gain access to Alibaba's supply chain management and electronic payment tools. It also began to offer a one-hour delivery service for orders placed within a 3-kilometer radius. In 2020, Alibaba raised its stake in Sun Art to about 72% in a $3.6 billion deal that would consolidate the supermarket operator into its financial statements. However, the big bet on Sun Art did not meet expectations. In the fiscal year ending March 31, 2023, Sun Art generated 83.7 billion yuan, $11.4 billion, in revenue, down from 88.1 billion yuan in fiscal 2022 and 124.6 billion yuan in the 15 months ending March 31, 2021, according to company filings. Following a nearly 740 million yuan loss in fiscal 2022, the company logged 109 million yuan in net profit attributable to shareholders in fiscal 2023, due largely to its efforts in cutting marketing and administration expenses, company data showed. The key to turning Sun Art's business around is to enhance the value of goods sold at its stores, and RT Mart has not completely solved the problems associated with its supply chains in the last 2 years, retail industry veteran Wan Dequan said. During a conference with suppliers in April, Sun Art CEO Lin Xiaohai announced a goal of having 10% of total goods sold at its stores to be exclusive and differentiated products by the end of fiscal 2024 as part of a plan to optimize its supply chains. Swin Art's rival, Yonghui Superstores Company Limited, which is 10% controlled by e-commerce titan JD.com Inc., is a Chinese supermarket chain that has invested heavily in digitization. Apart from selling goods on the JD.com platform, the company has developed its own digital retail system, part of digitization efforts that helped boost operational efficiency and contributed to cutting 642 million yuan in expenses from the same period in 2022, according to Yonghui's half-year report. The firm has also tapped Tencent Holdings Limited to strengthen its cloud-based retail capabilities. In the first 6 months of this year, Yonghui's online sales increased by 4.4% year-on-year to 7.9 billion yuan. That accounts for 18.7% of its total revenue, which reached 42 billion yuan, though this was still down 13.8% from a year ago. These numbers show that Yonghui's nascent digital deployment plan hasn't yet been able to help the firm offset declining sales in its brick-and-mortar stores. Digitization has, to some extent, changed the role of supermarkets to warehouses, which has forced operators to think about readjusting their cost structure that is pivotal to making profits, Wan said. In 2022, Yonghui and RT Mart were China's second and third largest supermarket chain by sales, with the top spot going to Walmart, according to a ranking list published in June by the China Chain Store and Franchise Association. Challenges from neighborhood stores. Meanwhile, in recent years, smaller neighborhood retail stores have sprung up and attracted the attention of institutional investors. Big box stores have gone through their full cycle, from rapid development to decline, as of 2020, with the next two decades expected to be the era of neighborhood retail stores, which have advantages in cost control, operational efficiency, and specialization in a single product category, Victor Zhang, a co-founder of GenBridge Capital, told Caixin. The venture capital firm has invested in a number of such stores, like fresh food chain Qian Da Ma and snack chain Ling Shi Hen Mang. At the same time, the need of manufacturers to clear their inventories has led to the rise of discount retail stores, which typically sell products nearing expiry at lower prices. In 2021, the value of China's so-called near-expired goods market grew to 31.8 billion yuan, with the figure expected to surpass 40 billion yuan in 2025, according to a report by Shanghai Securities Company Limited in July 2022. Given the bright prospects of discount retail, supermarket chains have begun dipping a toe into this market segment. For example, Alibaba's grocery store Fresh Hippo has listed its Aulai, or outlet stores, which are smaller in scale and offer discounted near-expired products, as one of its future development priorities. For some regional supermarket chains, strengthening partnerships is the approach they've adopted. Bao Tinghui, an alliance of regional supermarket operators established in 2008, has lowered its membership threshold to expand its market influence and organized its member companies to conduct centralized procurement in exchange for getting discounts from suppliers, a partner of the alliance told Caixin.